Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Somebody yell for Brynn. I want him to play. I'm going to make a concert announcement. I want him to...
Oh. Go. Is this right?
Yeah.
I love these guys.
I know. Counting Crows with special guest. I guess that hasn't been announced yet. They are coming to the Shoreline Amphitheater on July 6th. Jane is going to have tickets all this week at 6:05.
Nice.
The tickets actually go on sale this Friday at livenation.com. But Counting Crows are coming to town. Well, I think they're from here, but they're gonna be here and do a big show. They're coming home.
I like them. I'm going to go to this.
This is my favorite Counting Crows song.
This is your favorite one?
Yeah.
You like these guys?
I used to listen to this and just cry.
Oh.
Why?
It's just so sad. I haven't listened to it in so long.
I like Omaha. That's my favorite.
What's he singing about?
How far someone is away from them. He misses them.
Oh.
It's raining.
Who would you think of?
Who, oh, yeah. Who are you crying over? Kinlan?
Just think about all the bad decisions I'd made.
Aww.
He wouldn't cry over Kinlan. Maybe the girl he was going to propose to. What was her name?
Nunu.
Nunu.
I can't remember her real name. That's
she
what
asked
called
us
her.
Not to use her real name anymore. So. Doug called me into his office and reminded me of that.
Oh.
Doug did?
Yeah.
Does Doug know her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He's like,
oh,
she's asked me to tell you to, you know.
We're dating now. I'm very
sorry. Boy, that would be awkward, wouldn't it?
Oh, God.
Yikes.
Anyway, the Counting Crows are coming to town. There will be a special guest. They have not, like, I just says special, unless there's a band named Special Guest. They're coming to Shoreline Amphitheater on July 6th. Jane has tickets all week, 6:05.
I always wanted to name a band Endmore.
Oh, and, that's great.
Because it's
more.
Always at the end of a group of bands.
Uh-huh.
And more.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, that's genius.
Sure. TBA. Throw that on there. Yeah, that's a special guest would be pretty funny. With special guest. And more is good. And more, because then you'd be like, and more. Be like, oh, they screwed up.
No, that's us. We love it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is where we read back some of the comments you've had throughout the morning. Always fun on a Monday.
Yep.
Everybody's off their game.
Yeah.
Even the texters.
Everybody. It's a hard day. Just trying to get back into your routine.
Has the looking glass gone full olive on us? You should never go full olive, people.
Everyone knows that. Listen, I thought it was fixed, so turns out no. I guess, is he still going to be able to run the... Does it run all day after the show and
yes.
It just isn't live? Okay, so you can still go to...
Exactly. Just Looking Glass and not working.
You can still see it at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah.
Great. Love Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade 2, Hooman. Fast fact, on the filming, most of the sidecar chase scene was filmed in Fairfax behind Deer Park School.
Oh.
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 The whole film crew was in the field where my friends and I used to have recess. A bunch of us watched the filming and saw Ford... and Connery in full costume.
Wow.
What movie?
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh. That's your favorite, you said.
That of was the Indiana Jones, yeah.
Is that the... Well, I guess that's not the first one, is it?
No, that's the third one.
Is that Raiders of the Lost Ark?
First one is Raiders.
Temples of Doom.
Second.
And then Crusaders.
Yeah. I like the treasure of the third one the most. Oh. Thought it was very meaningful
I
to me.
I like the first one.
I like
what was the treasure?
The cup that Christ drank out of.
Oh,
during
I thought
the
that
Last
was
Supper.
The first one.
That was the third one. The first
oh,
one was the.
That's the one
the
I
ark.
Like. Then I like the one that you.
Oh, because the first one's the Ark of the Covenant, where right. Moses put the Ten Commandments.
Okay, and what's the second
and that's
one?
That's the one with the Hitler references, right?
Yeah. Well, there's Hitler references in that one.
That's good too. Those all
and,
three of those are good.
And the third one, there's Hitler references. The second one, it was like this, this stone, this. from India that, you know, if you combine the three stones, you got this magic power.
Is that the one when he puts it in the bag and runs through the jungle getting shot at by darts and stuff?
No, that's the first one.
Which is the one where he's got the bag that weighs approximately the same amount.
That's the first one, too.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
They're all good.
But the second one is when the guy was able to pull your heart out of your chest.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. The third.
Oh, so the second one has lamb chop, round pie, small chop.
Yeah, the little Asian kid.
Yes, what's his name?
Bryn. We'll call him Bryn.
No, what's the kid's name? What was his name? Small fry?
I don't remember.
Lamb chop.
Yeah.
Someone will know.
I don't remember his name, but someone will text it.
The third one's with Sean Connery.
The fourth one's the only one that sucks, actually. The other ones, I don't care where they ranked them. You're right, they were all really good.
Yeah.
The first three.
There's supposed to be an Indiana Jones 5.
Yeah.
Well, I hope
short
so.
Round.
Short round.
Oh, short round. Oh, you're so close.
Lamb chop.
It's lamb chop?
No, I was kidding. Short round.
No. He did say, you said round face or something?
I said a bunch of stuff.
Little round.
When I can't think of things, I just throw all the words that seem close at it.
You're almost like hoping that your filing system will just spit out the right thing.
Right. Yeah.
That's the one. The second one is where Steven Spielberg met his future wife.
Kate Capshaw, right. She's in it.
Yeah. She's making out with Harrison Ford the whole time.
Oh, right. Crunch.
That's good. She's a good kisser. You should keep her. That was my Harrison Ford impersonation.
Nice job.
Thank you.
415 says, I saw Ready Player One. Was a great...
That's not me.
Wasn't me.
Is it you, Uzi?
Anything I saw good? Ready Player One was a great standalone movie. And thanks to you guys, I kept my expectations away from the book and tried to enjoy it on its own.
Yeah,
the book
you
is
have
always
to.
Better.
Yep.
907 says, PCP is also angel dust. I only know this because Wayne Brady made Dave Chappelle smoke some.
What?
What?
That's not a good friend.
Some inside joke that I don't know about.
Someone said, Vinny, that someone's friend had smoked a joint laced with PCP and ended up in a mental institution.
Oh,
it's never
wonderful.
The same. Let's see, here it goes. In high school, a buddy of mine was given a joint laced with PCP. He didn't know it and smoked it. He ended up in a mental institution for several days, was never the same after. Dangerous stuff. Stay away, kids. Say no to drugs.
Yeah, it seems like the kids now want to just do viral videos. Have you heard of the condom through the nose gag?
I've read about that.
No,
what is
so
that
dumb.
Exactly?
It's like,
what is it?
Well, you know, it's a circle here.
Yeah.
This nose through the throat thing. So I guess they're doing it. What are they doing? They're putting it through their nose?
Yeah, they're snorting it up and trying to spit it out their mouth. Yeah,
you can do
a
spaghetti.
Yeah, right. Yes, the same thing, except they're doing it with condoms and making videos. And it's, you know, everyone goes, whoa, we got to do that.
Oh, that looks fun. We'll try that.
Get our version of that up real
quick. Certain things that you watch people do that it doesn't ever occur to me, hey, I should try that. Like, you ever see the cinnamon challenge thing where people are literally choking it up and can't breathe? I'm like, that's the last thing on earth I would ever. Thank you for doing that so I can see that I never have to do that.
Right.
But there's people who run right out into the Tide Pods.
Mm-hmm.
Or the two girls, one cup. Come on.
YouTube did a great thing. It took it down. It said this video has been removed for violating YouTube's policy. Harmful and dangerous content. Yeah.
There you go.
Great.
So the kids have stopped doing it since YouTube won't play it.
Right.
What's the point of doing it?
If it can't be seen by the world, I don't want to bother with it. That's how you stop the kids. There it is right there.
Very few people want to do stuff without it being seen.
Right. The whole reason they're doing anything is for it to be seen. I'm not doing that. No one's going to see it.
Very few people, that's for sure. Jason Sisko used to do stuff like the gnarliest stuff with no one around. And then he'd already have it in his bag. He'd be like, oh, yeah, I pulled it the other day. You weren't here. And I'm like, you did that alone? What if you didn't live?
Oh, well.
Crazy people. Only crazy people do stuff without someone there to see it.
Right.
Like,
because they think there's an audience.
Well, the
watching.
Olden days, you didn't think about the cameras and stuff like that. My brother and I would try things all the time.
Yeah, but at least one of you was there to see the
That's
other one
true,
do it.
Yeah.
To
I'm
tell
telling
the legend.
You, I wasn't even there to see him pull the thing. I'd be like, you don't even want me to go around and speak tale of your great achievements? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it is weird.
It is weird.
Right.
It's like screw loose or something. Doesn't matter. I'll know.
I wasn't there.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's like hitting a hole in one while you're alone.
Yeah, what's that? There's no point.
Isn't there a joke where this priest isn't supposed to play golf on Sundays or some holy day or something, and God gives him like 3 hole-in-ones, and he's like, well, who can he tell? Can't tell anybody because he would have to say he was playing golf.
Oh,
on
the... right.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Boy, God's mean, huh?
Trickster.
Yeah. Yeah, who can he tell?
Speaking of, did you have a day at church, Hooman?
I did, yeah.
How long were you at church for?
I invited 12 people.
Oh, fun.
So our church rents out the Opera House. So,
in San Francisco, the huge one?
Yeah.
The Orpheum?
Basically.
No, the Opera House. So it holds 3,100 people.
Oh,
but
it's
there's
called the Opera House.
Yeah, the War Memorial Opera House.
It's like right across from the plaza. Where
I would never go
college.
There.
And anyway, 3,400 people showed up. So it was a packed house.
Oh, no.
It was great. You know, it was
amazing. Did you sing songs of praise?
We sure did. We sung 25 minutes at the beginning, then a 35-minute sermon, then 20 minutes of singing,
and that was it. So was it great? Do you know all the words?
Well, yeah, but they have all the words on the screen.
So you can sing
one of my friends is very faithful, and I wrote her Happy Easter, and she wrote back, thank you, Jesus. And I saw, oh, my God.
You're supposed to say he is risen, and then the response to that is, indeed, he is risen.
Oh.
So,
well, good for me to know that next year. I'll hold on to that. Indeed, he is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
720 says, thank God a real musician is number one again. Who was it?
Jack White.
Oh. Yeah.
God's plan.
I'm a big
fan. God's plan. Yeah, Drake's album isn't selling. I'm sure it's selling, but it's not in the top 10. But that friggin' God's Plan song has been number one. What a piece of poo record.
Boy.
415 says, BTW, the Hall & Oates song Rich Girl is about one of his male friends that was from a rich family and living off his parents' money. Daryl changed it to girl instead of boy because it didn't flow with the song to be
Too
rich
far,
boy.
Because you know it don't matter anyway. Rich girl, you can rely on the old man's story.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a bitch girl, and it's gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. Rich girl, send money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far.
650 says,
don't you know? I thought he was going to bring it back in.
650 says,
I was waiting for it. I'm not singing now. Jesus.
Feel like singing.
I said, I do feel like singing, and he didn't.
I was going to say, when did that ever happen?
No! Don't you know that it's hard to take what it's given you? You're so far gone.
There it is.
On your own. You could get along, but you gotta be strong, but you'll never be strong. No, you're a rich girl, rich girl.
I actually thought that you were like down in the dumps or something by saying, I don't even feel like singing now. I was like,
oh, no.
What?
There's never a time.
I might just pull out the guitar and see if I can lure you in.
I don't feel like singing.
No, it's too late.
I hate singing. I might not do it anymore.
No, it's too late.
I don't like it.
Sorry. I agree 100% with Sarah regarding camping beer.
Oh, yeah. You got to get the. I don't know what it is. You just get the crap, the cheap stuff. And then if you're by a river, and I assume the rivers here are also freezing. I haven't done a lot of camping in California, but back
Big
east,
Sur.
You tie a little string on it, you huck it out into the river. Mm-hmm. That's your cooler. Pull it in, freezing cold. You're all sweaty and gross from setting up camp.
I don't think you want to go for anything lower than Coors on the list.
Nah,
really
go low.
Natty Ice.
We used to do Old Milwaukee and Natural Light. Just crap.
Those were the worst
beers.
So cheap.
We were kids. That we were poor. You buy the cheap stuff. Get the cheap stuff. Works just as well as the expensive stuff. Get it nice and cold so you can hardly taste it.
Oh, those are fun days when you're
so
young and you're camping and you're so ripped you fall over right on your tent.
If you're lucky on your tent. I mean, you don't want to fall in the fire or the river.
Did you ever do that?
No.
Oh.
But sure. I'm glad.
Right. I make $85K and pay $2,000 a month rent plus utilities, which ends up being 50% of my salary. Jesus. Little bit goes to 401k. I can't ever get ahead with savings, etc. Contemplating moving home for a while, but I'm 47 and will never get that low rent again. Grr.
Can you imagine if you were a kid and you like it seemed like
he's 47, but go ahead.
But if I'm saying if you were a kid and someone told you you're going to be making $85,000 a year, you'd be like, oh man, I'll be rich.
Yep.
Oh, this is going to be great, man. I'm in the best car. I'm going to throw all the parties.
Yep.
I'm going to have a mansion.
Yep.
And then the reality is it's like, oh, I qualify for low income housing.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Which is why that person texted in the low income going by the stadium.
Right. Where it's still going to be $2,000 a month.
Yeesh.
Damn.
Might be a sliding scale, though, depending on your income.
Maybe. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I know the place we used to live, they put in a number of low-income homes among the other homes. And
in Scotts Valley?
Yeah. And so they were the same homes.
Right.
And
but they were specifically for people who qualified.
Exactly right.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
If they went to sell them...
I think they have to go to a similar. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, they have to sell it to a low.
So they can only ask X amount.
Right.
They...
And there's a big problem right now with people trying to sublet these houses.
Right.
These low income houses.
It's a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there was one of them went up in the neighborhood and it was there must have been 40 people gathered around the outside of the thing. And I don't know if they were just going to look at it or if it was an auction or.
Sounds like an auction.
It was weird. It was really, and I'm not even going to pretend to know what was going on. Like,
damn.
It was a trip, though, because I know it was one of those homes.
So you guys in the neighborhood all knew which ones were low-income houses?
Yeah, and we're friends with everybody. Yeah. It's all good. We had a really cool neighborhood.
Well, they all made $85,000 a year. That was their low-income
threshold. I don't know that that's the case there, but yeah, it was, it's cool. I was born and raised in SF. $2,000 for an apartment. For low income is hard. The average low income family makes less than $30,000 a year. I don't know about that. I was
not
just,
living around here. They don't.
I've some of our family that was born and raised in San Jose is contemplating leaving because they just feel like they can't afford to live here.
Frigging priced out.
And are looking at Tahoe and elsewhere.
Out that direction.
Orange
anyway.
Something up by Sacramento. Orange. Anybody? Orange?
What, Orange Vale?
Orange Vale, maybe?
There's an Orange Vale neighbor.
Is it near Folsom?
Towards that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what they're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Or like, there's also Citrus Heights right there as well.
Maybe that's it. I can't remember. But anyway, it's just people who, born and raised here, don't want to leave, but feel like, how can we stay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's just happening everywhere right now.
Well, and it's so stressful. When you're worried about money and... Then any little thing that crops up, you're just like, no, I can't. Man, that's a tough struggle. That sucks.
408 says, the TSA will stay off Hooman's man bag, but will use that.
No.
That picture does look...
I don't see it.
Friendly. You don't see it?
No.
You don't?
I don't see what you guys are talking about.
Oh.
You don't?
Yeah.
What are they talking about?
Really? You don't see it at all?
I don't see it either.
I don't see it at all?
At all?
There's a picture on Instagram on Hooman's page, which is Yuzette and Hooman in an embrace.
And she's like...
I didn't realize I was doing that.
She's
you know when
supposedly
you're
holding
picture?
His button closed, uh-huh. But what it looks like she's doing is nasty.
Right.
Looks like she's nasty. Giving him a check at the airport. A real thorough one. And she's got that look on her face, too, like, yeah, I know what I'm doing.
I do. I did not.
Yes, you do. But you
did. I did not, Mark.
Yes. I love it.
408 says, I'm getting married this weekend. We were really excited for the rain to be gone, but now it's back. I guess it's supposed to be good luck.
It is supposed to be good luck.
Yeah, people just say that.
Yeah, what else?
Really, they're like, oh, you're cursed, dude.
Yeah. No, you're not cursed. It is good luck. It just sucks because it ruins your whole day.
Did it rain on your...
It did.
There it is. Mm. But look at you two.
I know.
40 years and still going strong.
Dude, it's 25 years this year.
Something like that.
40 years.
I remember when we first got here, Kathy was our old traffic reporter, and she'd been married to her husband, George, for 10 years. I was like, oh, my God, you're so old.
There are no more, though, are there?
No, no, they broke up a few years later. But still, I was just like, holy crap, that seems like forever.
I have been a fan of Jesus Christ Superstar music forever. I am a show tunes girl.
Yeah, it's a great soundtrack.
I like the new version. Sarah Bareilles singing I Don't Know How to Love Him gave me the chills. Well, she's great.
She is great.
But you know what? So is he. And that song he did was not good.
Yeah, and actually it felt like he was struggling at the top of his range there. And that whole thing was live, huh? I mean, John Legend is an amazing singer. Mm-hmm. The Judas Rule has some of the best songs in my
Is that Alice
opinion.
Cooper?
No. He was King Herod. Yeah, that's a little rough right there. Mm. They say, though, that by the end of it, they were all in the groove and it was excellent. So,
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
There's so many singers out there that like that sounded painful, and it sort of makes you think. Some singers are so good, you go, I should be able to do that. They make it seem so easy, like talking. And then you try and go, oh, my goodness.
Well, and even them, if they're not at 100%, the stuff that they've performed that they now have to duplicate night after night can be really tough.
People telling me I have plantar fasciitis. I think it's tendonitis.
Well, go get it checked, because you should find out what it is. John had plantar fasciitis, and they gave him one of those, what's the shot that you got? The
cortisone.
And boom, it was gone. So they may be able to really
they
help
shot
you.
Him right in the foot?
Shot him right in the foot.
Oh!
Your mom told me she got that for gout.
Good one.
My mom's got the gout?
Yeah. I'm serious. Your mom told me about that she got your mom.
Sizzles. He's got a
your
whole
mom.
Thing going on with my mother.
Sizzles. Ellie Sizzles.
Kidding.
No, seriously. She texted me and she said I had the gout.
They have a running text thing because she listens to all our podcasts, so she's always all over Bryn about, you know, any technical thing or whatever.
Well, she's my assistant. She tells
Apparently,
me things are messed up.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, that's messed up. No, but she told me she got steroid shot in her whatever her foot or wherever it was.
For the gout?
Yeah, and it never came back.
Gone. Well, damn.
I know, right?
Well, you didn't even know your mom had the gout?
No.
It's not flared up, so when it does, I'll go to the doctor and see if I can get a steroid shot.
707 says, my stepson used to steal my dirty underwear when he was like 12 or 14. The worst.
That is so gross. Mm. Oh, God. Stepsons are the worst.
Oh, don't say that. Mine is the best.
Is he?
Yes.
That's the smell of death. Don't. Put that there.
You know, that's not fair. The poor boy was going through puberty and had trouble.
And needed your underwear.
Well, but I'm sure he regrets it and feels like a...
Maybe he turned into a dirty old man.
Probably just feels like a pig and can't even look you in the face anymore.
God.
What a bummer. Poor guy. I give him credit for knowing to even think of that. I never even knew. Who knew? I didn't know till somebody told me.
Who told you?
Yuzi told us. We didn't know about it before then.
She's looking away.
I know. I was reading this text. What? You didn't even know that was an option?
I just never knew that would provide any kind of stimulation.
Enjoyment.
And then I tried it and was like, wow, that really does bring you
there.
What? You're so surprised.
What a great conversation.
Oh, really? Because you don't know.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't want to know. You men and your just constant need for that.
Hi, all. Look at her smile.
Oh, God.
She's got the biggest smile on her face.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. 310 says...
Oh, look at the time.
What?
Oh,
my.
Well, I guess it's time for a break.
Sorry,
poo.
Molly. No plug for you. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It was a big day back. We announced the Counting Crows concert, which the tickets go on sale for that this Friday. Counting Crows are going to be at the Shoreline Amphitheater July 6th, and Jane has tickets all week, so make sure you stick around here at the station all day long. We also gave away tickets for the Pretenders, which is so exciting.
Yeah, so we'll have those all week.
And tomorrow, are we announcing the lineup for Outside Lands?
Yes.
We are.
10 o'clock, we're going to do that.
Can we talk about the rumor?
We should not.
Okay, we won't then. Good idea.
I mentioned the rumor to someone who might like it, and she was like, oh my God. God! And then I go, but it's in August. You'll be pregnant, like beyond pregnant.
Yeah, you'll probably actually, isn't it middle of August or first or second weekend or something?
I think so. She's gonna forgot the days.
Yeah,
she is not gonna be.
She's not going.
Maybe Bottle Rock will have something nice, and she can go to that. Yeah. So that's the whole lineup is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And then we have more Warriors.
Oh yeah, that's
to
right.
To get into the big package.
More
we
qualifying.
Have this huge, awesome prize package with like signed jerseys and basketballs and tickets for the playoff games. It's amazing. And we're qualifying one person every day this week, and then one of those five is going to win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So keep it here on the Alice. Thanks for listening today. Have a great Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.